cliffcentral.com.
Okay, George is overseas. He's, you know, George is a very important man.
He's not quite the traveler.
He might pop in here from time to time, but he is a busy man who travels to interesting places. I think he's in Las Vegas at the moment, and we're going to speak to him, find out what's going on. He sent us a little update from Vegas. He's on the Strip. It's a beautiful scene. He's got all these famous hotels that we've all seen in the movies, the Bellagio in the background.
Fountains.
It's looking amazing, and he is there in Vegas. George, tell us what's going on.
Hey, Cliff Central team. I am sitting in Las Vegas in my hotel room. I'm up on the 33rd floor, and behind me you can see the fountains. Those are the famous
and
fountains.
I can see the prostitutes.
First story is our economy is in a bit of a slump. Well, not for used car, because during January, the used car market moved 10.2 billion rands worth of used cars.
Wow.
And Auto Trader, as you know, serves as a really good proxy because we see more than 85% of the market. So the number of sales accelerated to a six-month average of 7% and almost 11% in January in terms of growth for used car sales. And used car sales are a good lagging indicator of demand, whereas search and views of adverts on Auto Trader's website serve as a good leading indicator of demand. January seems to have come out of the starting gates for used car very positively. Second story is Polestar. Polestar is a Geely-owned company, and Polestar is trying to reduce the plastic content inside the cars that they make. Mm-hmm. Polestar claims that it can reduce the weight of the plastic in cars by 50% and reduce the plastic content of the car by almost 80%. Well done to Polestar, because they might be able to help us save the planet by reducing the plastic in their cars. And then the third story is Ford has created an emoji jacket for cyclists. I mean, in Europe, 2,000 cyclists are killed every year on the roads, and you know, some motorists get annoyed with cyclists. And so Ford has come up with this concept where cyclists can choose one of three emojis. And those three emojis are arrows, left and a right arrow, and a hazard signal. And who knows, maybe some other emojis might just surface with the cyclist jacket. What kind of emoji would you want? I know some people might want the poop emoji or some other hand signals of some sort. And then a woman in China has modified a radio control car to collect a sandwich from a local sandwich store that she wanted down the road. And what she did was she modified the remote control of this little remote control car so that she could get extra range out of it. The reason why she needed to use the remote control car was because of the coronavirus. She didn't want to risk getting the coronavirus, so she used the remote control car and wrote her telephone number or left her telephone number on the car so that she could pay by phone. And then Ferrari has revealed its 2020 Formula One car. 2020, I think, is going to be an interesting year. Not much has changed on this car, and they're calling it the Ferrari SF1000. It's not too much change, but Sebastian Vettel and Charles Leclerc will continue to drive the Ferrari in 2020. Huh. And that's it.
All right.
From Las Vegas.
Thank you, George.
See you next week.
Cool. George Meany live from Las Vegas this morning, giving us a little update. It's just the line wasn't so great, so we can talk to him in between. Just told him to tell us the stories. But how's that Ferrari, eh? The Ferrari SF1000.
Because it's
so fast.
So fast. CliffCentral.com.